We're going to study some Maharal on Chayesara, Gur Aryeh in the Maharal, and then from the Chedushi Agadas on Maseches Sanhedrin. We're going to focus on the miracles, the Nisim that happened to Rivka and Eliezer, and what these miracles mean, and what they're all about, and why great men and women, tzaddikim and tzidkaniyos, might see some miracles, if you will, happening for their sake. The Torah says that Eliezer asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a sign that his master Avram would, through his agency, succeed quickly in finding the proper girl for Yitzchak. He is not yet even finished saying what he hopes will happen when it actually unfolds right before his very eyes. Rivka arrives with a large jug of water that she's going to fill with water, and she fills this jug. He, Eliezer, approaches her asking for water. She immediately not only tips the jug of water and gives him to drink, but immediately also offers to draw water for all of the camels. The Torah says, "Vayara tzeved likraso." Eliezer ran toward her, "Vayemer," and he said, "Hagmiini nam at mayim mikadech." Please give me a little water. Let me sip some water from your jug. Rashi says, "Vayara tzeved likraso lefi shera'a she'olu hamayim likraso." Quoting Chazal, Eliezer saw that the spring of water somehow rose up. The water level rose for her sake, making it so much easier for her to take up water and fill her jug. The question is, what in the words of the pasuk hint to this, that the water came up and that the spring strengthened and bubbled up from the ground with more force as Rivka came to fill her jug for water? What in the pasuk says as much? So, the Re'em, Rabbi Leib Mizrahi, is quoted here by the Maral and Gur Aryeh in these editions of the Maral. It's page Kuf Lamed Hei. Page Kuf Lamed Hei, Gur Aryeh, Chayesara. It's the third paragraph on the right side. Lefi shera'a hamayim, quoting Rashi, lefi shera'a sha'alu hamayim likraso. Pirish ha-re'em, Rebbe Leib Mizrahi says, dehavi l'michta vayaretz eved achareha. The word is likraso. Something came toward her, but he would have followed her. After all, she has already filled her jug. She's now leaving the spring, taking the water back home. Sha'arei kisha'olsa min haba'er, kiduchsiv vata'al. It already says that she filled the jug and now is going up and away from the spring. Vatamal echad vata'al. So therefore, hutzucha eved larutz achareha. It should say that now Eliezer is going to run after her to pursue her and say, "Oh, you with the water, could you please give me some water?" Shaharei haya amed eitzel ha'ayin. He was at the spring. Ukushabasa hanarim in ha'ir. When the young lady came from the city, v'yarda el ha'ayin l'shayva also, now she already took her water and is leaving. Hutzucha eved larutz achareha. So Eliezer would have to pursue her. Yet it doesn't say achareha. It says likrosa, toward her. Ela al karchach pirish lefisher ro'ah shehamayim oilim likrosa. Ah, what it is saying is likrosa is not exactly what it should say. It should say achareha. So there's this double meaning. Likrosa then also means the water came up toward her. That's how the matter is hinted to in the pasuk because of the word likrosa. V'kach pirish hakosuf. And then this is how to understand the pasuk. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi says, "Vayaret ha'eved likrosa lefi she'ro'a shehamayim oilim likrosa." So likrosa is an explanation not only of what he did, but why he did it, because he saw the water rising up toward her. The Maral says this isn't necessary. He says it strongly. Upirish mishuvash hu. It's incorrect. Diminale lemash kvar also the gamri. Who's to say that she was already far away, completely away from the ayin, from the water source? Shema vato'al hu tchilas aliyah. Maybe vato'al simply means she turned away and started to make her way and turned to go back to the city, but it doesn't mean that she was any distant from the well or from the spring of water. It means what it says. He went toward her because she was still right there. Vatal doesn't mean that she already had left. It means she turned to go. So therefore the Maral says, it would seem to be that Rashi, hukshaloi, lama ratz. Why did he run? That's the point of the Medrash, and that's what Rashi here is saying. Why did he run toward her? Vayaratz ha'eved likrosa. In other words, he is already seeing something that causes him to believe, not only hope, that this is some very special young lady. Lama ratz, t'mashma she'ra'a ba davar chidush. Running toward her means that she didn't just fill up the water. Running toward her means he already sees something that holds promise of her being somebody very special. V'im lo'ikein. Otherwise, v'chi achas ba'sa lishav mayim, she'hayaratz miyad likrosa. Otherwise, just because she's the first to come, or who says she was the only one? It says that it was the time when the shavos, plural, would come to draw water and bring water back home. The tirets, so therefore Rashi is explaining that the source of this medrash and the way we look at the pasuk and see the hint to the fact that there was something miraculous about what she was doing, that it was something was happening for her sake, showing that heaven was giving her great support, and that heaven was showing her great favor. So it's not the word likrosa, it's the vayaratz ha'evet likrosa. It's the fact that he ran that says to us, oh, that tells us he saw something very special. And then again, it's not just Rashi, but it's Chazal, it's a Medrash. How do you know that it's the water that came up toward her? You see, the Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, who said likrosa is the key word here, so then that hints to the fact that something came toward her, the water came toward her. But if you say that likrosa is nothing, really has nothing to do with the water, it's just, you know, the way you would describe Eliezer approaching her, so then if it's just that he ran, how can you be sure that that's what he saw, that he saw the water rising up to her? Loi kasha. Kilei b'hakosav l'stem edu l'faresh. This, that the Torah would hint that he saw something, is intended for us to obviously intuit what it is and to understand it quickly, because the Torah is not telling us things just haphazardly. It wants us to understand. Bebias HaTzadik El Hamayim. There is a common, well, I wouldn't use the word common, but for tzaddikim, not uncommonly, the water will come when they come. Shehem Oilim Elov. That Bebias HaTzadik, when the tzaddik arrives, the waters of blessing flow and rise up. Shehem Oilim Elov. V'chein Matzino Ba'Avraham. We find this, in fact, in the case of Avraham. Last week we read how they contended and fought over a be'er, and the shepherds of Avraham and the shepherds of Avimelech said, well, whoever approaches, let's see if when Avimelech comes or when Avraham comes, does the water rise up? And Avraham approached and the water level rose all the way up for his sake. Ubimoshe, similarly when Moshe drew water for the daughters of Yisrael. Ubi Yaakov, Shehoya Hayor Oyle Le'aglov, where Yaakov came to Egypt and the water level rose. And it was during a time of drought and the water level had been very low. Yaakov comes, the waters rise up. Ki Hatzadik Brocha Oyle Le'aglov. Water, the source of life. And in the case here of Rivka, water from a fresh spring of water, which bubbles up from the ground with sometimes more pressure behind it or less. When the tzaddik or tzaddikis Rivka comes, so then bracha comes with her. And that's the beauty of this, is not just that it's a miracle for her sake, but because the tzaddik is so much not only deserving of bracha, but is him or herself a bracha, so the water naturally comes up because the basic recipient for bracha, the receiving end, is there to receive the bracha. He goes on and he says, "Olafichach miyad kishu ba sham hamakar shel habeer misbarach." He explains it beautifully. It doesn't just mean that the water at the surface comes up to make it easier for her to fill the jug of water. It's rather that the source of it all, deep within the ground, wells up. Because it's a whole natural world that's only here to serve her and to serve the likes of Rivka. And so up it comes from deep within the ground, and all of the bracha of this mayim comes up because she has come to the well. Hamakor shel habe'er misbarech v'oyle kenegdoi hamayim. The bear is, after all, something that has this deep and hidden source of blessing. The source of blessing of a bear is deep within the ground, thousands and thousands of feet below, and even before that, its source is in the mountains where the water falls and then is trapped in the stones and in the subterranean rivers and streams that feed the be'er. And when the pressure of water is so great, the water comes back up from underneath the ground. So the makar of bracha, the source of bracha, responds to the presence of the tzaddik or the tzaddikas. And then he uses a beautiful expression. He says, Miyad sheyavoy elav ha'ezer al habracha. When one who helps bracha, when one who is partnered with bracha, arrives, Miyad HaMakor Mizbarech. Fascinating way the Maral looks at this. He looks at it not so much that water rises up miraculously for the sake of the tzaddik. He says the whole source of this fountain and spring of water is itself a bracha. And it wants to come out and it wants to serve, but for whose sake? For the sake of a tzaddik or a tzaddikus. So when the Ezer al HaBracha, as he terms her, when the Ezer al HaBracha, when the partner and the one who is so helpful so that there shall be bracha in the world arrives, up comes bracha. The Maral makes it sound as if it's just a natural process, that this great source of blessing will surely flow when someone who is so much a blessing herself arrives. Ubereshis Rabba, the Medrash says, Kol Anoshim Mimalois Min Ha'ayin. All of the women there were filling their jugs from this spring of water. V'zo, but this girl, Rivka, Kevin Sheyardo Lamalois, Olu Amayim Likroso. Upirish HaRamban, Ramban explains, Shadiktiku Kach Mediksiv Vatimale. The Ramban looks at this and says that the hint to the fact that that's what was happening is that it says Vatimale Chada Vato'al. She filled her jug. Why doesn't it say that she had to lower it? Why doesn't it say Vatish'ov, that she had to draw the water into the jug? It doesn't say that. So the Ramban says, Diktiku kach midiksiv vatimale v'lo iksiv vatishov, or vatishov. Midiksiv achakach, whereas when she went back down to the spring to fill her jug again and again for the camels, there it says, first of all, she herself said, v'gam ligmalacha eshov. There it says she will draw the water. V'tamayir, and then she rushed. V'ta'ar kada el hashekes v'taretz oid el habe'er l'shoiv v'tishav l'chol gmalov. When she filled her jug for herself, it just says, Vatimale. She easily filled it. When she went back down to draw the water for the Gemalim, it says, Vatishav l'chol Gemalim. Mediksiv achakach ela shaloi hois tzricha rak milui. While it says it about what she did for the sake of the camels, but when she was, for her own sake, filling her kad, it just easily was filled. Why? Because the water level had come up so high.
So the Maral is making it sound like it's something that,
for her,
would have happened in the past also.
Maybe happened for her.
We don't know. I mean,
right?
It could very well have been
that the water pressure, for her sake, was making it easier for her each time she came. And it's interesting that this truly is for her sake. But not when she's going to do a mitzvah. When she's doing it for Eliezer's camels, the Torah says that she had to draw the water, and this great assistance from heaven wasn't there. So the Kedusha Slevi, the Berditcheva, says that, yeah, because when she is doing a chesed and a mitzvah, the more that she puts into it, the more mitzvah there's going to be, the greater schar there's going to be. It's much greater and more chashuv when she does the work and does it l'shem mitzvah. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps her in two ways. Helps her, for her own water, it comes more easily. When it's the mitzvah of doing the chesed, providing the water for the Gemalim of Eliezer, there she has the opportunity to do the work and draw the water without any of this great miraculous assistance. The Ramban says something in a similar vein in the case of Noach, where those initial pairs of all the animals, as Hashem promised, they would come. He wouldn't have to go gather them from all the ends of the earth. But the extra pairs, those which he was going to ultimately bring a korban, using those that are tahar, and so there were seven and not just one pair of each, those he had to go out and procure. Those he had to be machnis. He had to bring them into the teva. Again, the same idea. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do was to make sure that the species can survive. For him to then bring a korban, he's allowed to do and take care of and procure on his own. So here, for her sake, the water rises up, and for the sake of the mitzvah she's going to do, it does not. So she has the full schar and reward of having done the full act of mitzvah and all of that which is entailed. So what we see here is that this idea of bracha and what water coming from the ground represents, its makar, its source deep in the ground, is itself a bracha. And it's sort of waiting for the right recipient, the Ezer al HaBracha, in the words of the Maharal, to be there so that it's the right fit and bracha wells up into the world. So the concept is one of bracha, not just of nes, not just of a miracle, but of bracha that flows through the great tzaddik. And people have forever looked to tzaddikim as a source of bracha, because they are the conduit. They are the ezer al habracha, in the words of the Maharal. There's so much bracha that Hashem wants to bring into the world, but it's l'regel hatzadik, or l'ragle hatzadik, and of the tzadekis, when they arrive, the bracha has where to go, has to whom to flow. And then finally, on the other side, I photocopied a piece of the Maharal and the Chidush HaGodes in Sanhedrin, because later in our parsha, Eliezer Eved Avram describes how he has come on the shlichus of Avram Avinu, and he says, "V'avo hayom el ha'oyin." Now, of course, we know that he came today. Why does he have to say, "V'avo hayom el ha'oyin"? He's telling Lavan and Besuel, "I arrived today." The Chazal say his point is that he had kfitzas haderech, that this long journey from Eretz Canaan to Haran took place really in just a day. And then the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Shleisha kafts lehem ha'aretz, there are three people from whom the land literally got, you know, condensed into a shorter span, and he was able to travel across so much of a distance so much more quickly. Eliezer, Yaakov Avinu, and Avishai ben Tzruya. Eliezer here, Yaakov Avinu, when he had passed the Makom HaMikdash and arrived in Haran and then wanted to go back and daven and be mispalel where his avos had been mispalel, had served Hashem, and he immediately had kfitzas haderech, and he arrived vayifka b'makom vayalin sham, and he arrived back there very quickly, summarily, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the help, the kvitzas haderech. And Avishai ben Tzruya, Avishai was David HaMelech's nephew. David HaMelech was taken captive in one of the wars with the Plishtim, and the Gemara explains that that's what the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav Aleph, means, that Yishbi, Goliath's brother, captured David, and Avishai ben Tzruya, David's nephew, saved him. I mean, his arrival to save David came very quickly. Miraculously, he had kfitzas haderech. And I'll just talk out this Maharal in the interest of saving time. He says that this miracle of kfitzas haderech happened to Eliezer because it was for Avram Avinu's sake. It wasn't that Eliezer himself would deserve to have that the distance of hundreds and hundreds of miles somehow can be traversed in a day. But it's for Avram Avinu's sake. And the Maral says that's because Kol Inyan Ha'avos L'malam is there. Everything that the Avos want to accomplish is not about physicality. What is distance of earth? Miles and miles to travel. It's just physical earth. But what the Avos are all about is of Eloki, is spiritual and godly. And therefore, that which is physical shouldn't stand in the way of the godly accomplishment. And so it's of no importance for the physical miles to be traversed. And so for Avram Avinu's sake, Eliezer arrives in a day. Chazal say in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that Eliezer had Kvitzas HaDerech going to and coming from Haran. That his return with Rivka also was with Kvitzas HaDerech. Says the Maral, that was now for Yitzchak's sake, because he's bringing Yitzchak's Ezer Kenegdo, he's bringing Rivka back for Yitzchak's sake. So it's not Eliezer, it's the Avos. It's the Shliach of Eliezer to Haran. It's the emissary bringing back Yitzchak's wife. And then we have Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze, also with Kvitzas HaDerech. Avishai has Kvitzas HaDerech for the sake of David. David ranks like one of the Avos, says the Maral. Look at the Gemara in Tzadihei, in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says that Avishai saved David's life and had Kvitzas HaDerech. So what is it that David has that's somehow like the Avos? Well, of course, he's the father of the nation, if you will. He's the founder of the Beis David and the Melech HaMashiach. The Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin in Psachim says, on the Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Navi, tells David, V'asisi lecha shem k'shem ha'gedoylem asher ba'aretz, your name will be like the names of the great men, Asher Ba'aretz Hema, meaning Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Ze she'omrim magen David, the bracha we make on the Haftar. Ze she'omrim magen David. And of course, that's the expression to this very day of the Star of David, the Shield of David, magen David. Because just as we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, we also say Elokei David and Magen David. So David has that rank, if you will, as one of or equal to one of the Avos. So then what we find is that for the Avos and for David, you have Kvitzas HaDerech. You have this idea of, since this is all about godliness and nothing else, and that's what the mission is, the mission of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David, is only for the sake of God, in such a way as to allow that we will set aside the fact that there are miles to traverse. And that's the meaning of the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Shleisha kafetzu lehem ha'aretz. It's really about Avram and Yitzchak, that's Eliezer, Yaakov, when he was back at the Makom HaMikdash, and David, who, like the Avos, is like the shame, is given the shame, like the shame Hagadol of Avram Avinu. Hence we say, Magen David. So that we are looking at our Parsha Chayisara with an understanding that miracles don't happen haphazardly. They're happening because there's a certain spiritual energy and godly intent. What they do when they move and walk and run is not of a physical quality. It takes on such a spiritual quality that therefore the miles and kilometers are as if they are not even there. They disappear so that the mission can be accomplished. So in the folklore of Hasidus, similarly, when the maises of the tzaddikim, particularly about the Baal Shem Tov, who had chosen certain very unique missions and to meet certain people and accomplish certain things in certain places, and so the Sipurei Tzaddikim have him always arriving miraculously. Again, the point is that, in the words of the Maral, the tnuos, the movement in space of the tzaddik, is really not about things and not about the material world, but it's all about eliki, it's all about godliness. And that therefore, it's the case that when sent on this godly mission, the physical world and its distances melt away as if they're not there. So that the accomplishment of the godly purpose is effected. And as we said earlier, in the case of Rivka, we shouldn't just consider it the miracle of water coming up, but understand it as the water representing blessing, and that blessings flow to the recipients that are the right match and that are themselves the conduit for blessing to the people all around them. In the words of the Maral, Ezer al Habracha. And so when Yaakov Avinu comes to the Nile River, the waters rise up. And when Avram Avinu comes to the Be'er, the waters rise up. And when Rivka, Imenu, comes to the water, the waters of blessing are with her and rise up and bubble up, not just because the water is miraculously going to be, you know, given to her, but because bracha, blessing, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to provide, surges when the recipient presents.